All right, joining us right now, he's the coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Matt Stein, Mets and Dallas Guru Johnson, filling in for Damon Bruce. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I want to ask you, after a game like last night, how do you know whether it's a game you throw away or it's a game where you say, you know what, we may have some things we have to address?
Well, you know, as soon as you watch the tape, you know, the mistakes are usually right there for you to see. And we look for patterns as coaches. I mean, are we building good habits? And if not, what are the habits we have, the bad habits that we have to correct? And then we watch those on film with the players and, you know, go through some things on the court as well. And that's what we did this morning.
Steve, we're in an era, as you know, of social media, and everybody wants to, you know, hear athletes talk or what's on their mind or whatnot. Are you a big fan of players, you know, going on, you know, different venues to give their opinion?
It doesn't bother me one way or the other. You know, the world we live in is such that you know, everybody's got a voice. Everybody's got a venue. Fans, players, coaches, whoever wants one has one. And I think, you know, the hard part as a player is just trying to navigate that and stay focused and not, not get too emotional about anything people are saying. It used to be a lot easier when I played to just avoid stuff like that. Nowadays, the criticism and the judgment is at your fingertips, and it's hard for players not to look at that stuff because they've grown up with the phone in their hands. So it is interesting. It's a different way we're living now than before, for sure.
Steve Kerr is brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the home of the Warriors. Steve, I know that Cousins will come back at some point, and I'm not asking you when, but I got to believe you've thought about how to incorporate him. And, you know, he's played a lot on the perimeter in recent years, and he can also go down to the low post. When's the most you played out of the low post in your 5 years as the as a Warriors coach? Because you don't do it a lot. And do you think you will try to take advantage of that aspect of his game?
Oh, yeah, we will for sure. You know, we've always liked to throw the ball into the posts, basically to set up our perimeter shooting. You know, for the last couple of years, we throw it into David West. Before that, it was Bogut, David Lee. You know, Draymond, we continue to do that with. I think that the difference is with DeMarcus, you know, you have the potential to throw it in there to score. And David West gave us some of that, you know, where we could, if he had a mismatch, you know, we could throw him the ball and he could get us a bucket, which was a big advantage. So that's something that we will explore once DeMarcus is out there.
I do have some bad news for you. We just talked to David West about a half hour ago. He said he's not coming back under any circumstances. And I said, you know what? I could see you around buyout season. He said he was going to tell Bob Myers to go pound sand if Myers called him in February. Seriously.
David, we miss him for sure. But, you know, he was such a big part of our team the last couple of years on and off the floor. And we miss his presence. We miss his passing and his offensive game. But he retired at the right time. You know, he won championships in his last 2 years. I think he was 37 upon retirement. He had an unbelievable run. But, yeah, I'm glad he's happy with his decision and time to move forward.
You know, one of the common perceptions you hear is that if you're a role player, you can't really be a leader. You got to be kind of one of the stars. First of all, is he kind of an exception to that? And who would you say your leader is right now on the team?
Well, you can be a leader as a role player if you've got the stature and the status that David West had, former All-Star, similar to what Andre gives us now. You know, he's no longer an All-Star, but he's been one. He's been Finals MVP. You know, he's been the leading scorer on his teams back in Philadelphia. Now he's our sixth man. So it just depends on the makeup of the team. But Andre is definitely one of our key leaders, and I think Sean Livingston as well. Those two guys have stepped up considerably with the changes in the roster. You know, losing not only David but Zaza Pachulia as well. You need veterans. You can't have a home team full of young guys. You've got to have vets, and we've got a nice balance to our roster.
Steve, during your tenure as Warriors head coach, one of the slogans that have been strength in numbers. How would you describe the state of the bench right now?
Well, we're getting healthy. That's the main thing. The last few weeks, we've sort of been, dealing with various injuries that have depleted our roster. So to get Alphonso McKinney back, now that we get Draymond back, we get Steph back, it moves everybody back into their normal roles. So I'm pleased with our depth. You know, we will continue to assess our team, and that's really Bob's job. But we'll see as we go how everything looks. But we got a lot of guys who I have total faith in, and they can all contribute.
Steve Kerr joining us. He's the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He joins Damon Bruce every week. All right, so I'm going to go a little off script here, but on the Warriors Live pregame show, which I do with my partner, we have a Warriors trivia challenge, and the pot's up to $1,500 because we roll it over. And last night, a guy had the last question for the win, and I'm going to give it to you to see if you know the answer. All right,
I love it. Let's do it.
All right, so coming into last night's game, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant were all averaging 19.7 shots per game. Who was the next highest player on the team? Shots attempted.
The next highest. Now, are we talking per game?
Yes.
Or are we talking total volume?
Per game.
Per game, I'm going to go with Quinn Cook.
That's correct.
Wow.
That would have gotten you 1,500 last night.
Did I get 1,500?
That was a stumper last night. So anyway, thanks for participating. We'll have a party gift.
I should know the answer. I do coach the team.
That's true.
Coach, I know it's a privilege to play in prime time, and you get to do so this year against the Lakers in the evening. And a lot of times we forget, you know, players and coaches have families. Are you a big fan of the Christmas Day game?
You know, I'm a big fan of the Christmas home game. I'm not much of a fan of the Christmas road game. That's what it comes down to. As a player, I played on Christmas many times, both with the Bulls and the Spurs. I even played with Cleveland on Christmas Day one time in Atlanta. It all comes down to whether you're at home or not. If you're at home and you can have your Christmas morning with your family and then just drive down to the arena and play basketball, that's a pretty good day.
Yeah, that's not bad. Hey, one thing I want to ask you, Steve, is, all right, DeMarcus Cousins, how many times do you have to get asked when you think he's coming back without just getting pissed after a while?
That is an excellent question. I have to show good patience with all of the questioning, especially with our team, because we have so much media that comes in, not just our beat writers, but national media. People come in all the time, and I'm getting the same questions. So I try to be patient. That's my job. So but that one is going to get to me after a while, for sure.
When is DeMarcus coming back? No, I do have a question. This has always been one I wanted to ask. So Greg Popovich, all right, you know, we've seen him do the sideline stuff with the sideline reporters, and he's can be kind of abrasive, and he can really be kind of mean to the media. But people who know him, this is a serious question, people who know him swear by him. What do we not see about Greg Popovich?
Well, I think his kindness and his generosity, and as a player, you see it every day when you play for him. If you're an employee, if you're a coach, it's all really right there. But he covers a lot of that stuff up with the media because he doesn't really want to expose anything other than to the people who he works with every day.
Right, right. Well, Steve, real quick.
Steve, I know you got to worry about your team, but there are six teams currently in the Western Conference that made the playoffs last year that are currently don't qualify as of now. And I'm curious, I know it's early. Is that shocking to you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen the West like this, where you really only have one team that you can say, well, they're not making the playoffs. I mean, to have this many teams clumped together, and we're a good third of the way through the season. So this is not, this is not a small sample size. It shows you the depth of the conference, and it shows you how teams have been building and growing over the last couple of years and getting better. A team like Dallas comes to mind immediately. I think they've done a good job the last couple of years, just grooming players, signing some guys, and then they hit the jackpot with Doncic, and now all of a sudden, that's a tough team to beat.
Hey, Steve, really appreciate it. Thanks for the time. I'm not sure what kind of check we're peeling off for you on this, but make sure there's an extra $1,500 in this one. All right?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That's Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Said he hadn't seen the Western Conference like it is, Donnie. It's crazy.
I don't think it's that good. Ooh. I really don't. I think it's there's a lot of parity, but I'm not necessarily sure that it's that good. All right, when we come back, I'm going to put on a construction. Oh, that's right. We don't. Oh, see,
we got some time, Steve.
That's right.
This is some time.
Okay. Well, I guess I could put it on right now. Anyway, I'm wearing a construction vest right now. If anybody
and
cares.
If you were to go buy that whole giddy up, you're spending over a C note. That's 100.
There is one troubling thing.
I
this is no lie. I found something in the pockets.
Uh oh.
It's right there. Whatever they are, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah, are those?
I don't know what that is.
I think those are something maybe you put over your shoes.
Yeah, looks,
yeah, okay.
That's what it is.
You put over
they've
boots,
been used,
maybe,
though. Yeah.
No, they've been used.
Yeah, whoa.
Which means somebody's probably been wearing this vest.
That's
all
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Right.
What?
You saying you wanted a brand new one?
I mean,
it's the thought that counts and the gas that he drove and burned to get over here to deliver that.
That's true. One more thank you to Danny Nielsen of the Murray Company. Thank you so much, Danny.
Wow.
Appreciate that.
We did post those pictures up, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I tagged you in it, so be sure
to
share.
You can tell you've never done hard labor. You know what I mean?
I told you that I've done hard labor.
But yeah.
Steve Kerr.
I do appreciate how you asked him, when is Boogie coming back?
Did.
And he just laughed it off.
That was one of those where I could have just waited for him to say something, but then you have that awkward silence, and there's nothing worse than that. I mean, we already had about two or three of those. So, anything he say catch your attention?
That he likes to stay to the bench. What was he supposed to say? Oh, they're terrible. But,
Yeah. I think, I think he views the bench differently than we do. I think he looks at the bench assuming Cousins is going to play and Iguodala is going to play, and then the bench gets better. I mean, let's face it. If Cousins comes back
right.
and he starts.
Yep. Iggy.
All right. Now you got Iguodala, Livingston, and Looney coming off the bench.
There's three right there.
That's not bad. I mean, that's not bad.
How many scores in that group? So that's what I'm saying. Andre's not shooting. Oh, I guess I could be proactive and say we get aggressive. We get Milwaukee, Andre.
But you know what, though? I mean, one of the things the Warriors have always done is they're able to keep a starter on the floor, at least one, with the bench unit. And now think of this, Guru. They essentially have five all-stars if and when Cousins comes back. So they'll have another starter that they can play with the second unit, too, to probably make the second unit stronger.
Mm.
I mean, that's, I like that. That's kind
they
of
they need a gunner. You know what I mean? A guy that just, hey, you go in there and shoot.
They had that last year. Yeah, and he stunk.
Well, he got a job, but they need a new version of him. Where do you go? You make a move?
No.
Helen Keller, Ray, all the greats can see that they need a gunner. Just get in there and let it fly. I'm available.
I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what you're laughing at.
I don't necessarily. Wow.
You've been speaking to G?
Nothing.
That tickled her. Wow.
Why'd you laugh, Gianna?
Guru's available. That's awesome. That's great, Guru.
Wow.
Anyway.
I think I can do it.
I'm not saying that.
What?
I feel like I'm in. We're hunting. You can take it off now.
Steve. What do you mean? Oh,
the bright orange. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to. Well, all right. Let's. Yeah, we should get back to.
I love your confidence, Guru. I love your confidence.
Oh, no, I'm being
for
real.
It's good.
We should get back to sports. I think the big news is.
Wow.
Greg Papa reporting Cousins may not be back till February. And then it was picked up by other media outlets. February.
I had a name come to mind of the gunner I'm talking about.
Let me guess. Jamal Crawford.
No. You want me to tell you who sent it to me? Because you always give credit.
No, I don't want you. Unless, except, who is it like? It's like Bill Jones from Fremont. It's
Joe
like
Joe Shasky.
I don't want to hear it. I think Shasky's on tonight, too.
Yes, he
can save it. Save it.
But the name is phenomenal. J.R. Smith.
He plays for a team already.
Could you make something happen?
Would you really want to? I mean, come on.
Dude, he can score the ball. That's never been a problem.
Now, why do you say the ball? Why don't you just say he can score? I mean, what else is he going to score? I mean, they play with a basketball. That's how you get points.
If we weren't on radio, I'd give you another. Yeah, you know what I mean.
You can't be serious, Goo.
He could come in and fill the void. This team is going to need scoring off the bench.
The Golden State Warriors, okay? I'm not hating Fremont 510. I love Fremont. That's where.
Shout out to Cousin Bud. Just got out to hospital.
What happened?
I told you.
Oh, yeah.
He said hello.
All right. Thanks, sure. Cousin Bud. Yeah. Glad to hear you. Is he feeling better?
Yeah.
Glad to hear you're feeling better, Cousin Bud.
Thank you. You guys are the best.
Okay. Curry averages 28 a game. Durant averages 30. Klay Thompson averages 22. Cousins averaged 25 last year. You're telling me they need scoring?
Well, they didn't bust a C-note last night. They had 93 points.
The lowest scoring game of the year.
Yeah, they're 0-5 when they don't score 100.
Well, that makes sense. I'll bet you most good teams are when they don't score.
Dude, I just like that fit, J.R. Smith. See,
he's on another team now.
Make a call. That other team might be like,
what are you
going
to give him?
Jacob Evans?
Who's taking Jacob Evans? We don't even know if Jacob Evans can play in the NBA.
Well, he's on the Damian Jones track where it takes
3 years.
I'm going
to ask you a serious question.
All right, I'm being serious.
What player on the Warriors would you want? Who is in theory available? I don't think there is one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I'll take Steph Curry on my team. Then I could trade him.
Yeah, Looney.
But he didn't get nobody had interest in him in the offseason.
That was shocking. That's still a shocker.
Which one was? I think Looney'd be the guy that I would want on the Warriors.
Oh, Jarepko.
Yeah, Jarepko.
I know a lot of teams are like,
but you know what? Jarepko, the Utah told him, yeah, we don't need you anymore.
And look how Utah's doing. That's their heir.
So Jarepko's the reason that the Utah Jazz are struggling?
You're putting words in my mouth.
But that's what you were getting at.
I'm just saying, they miss Jarepko. How about that?
No, they don't.
I'll tell you what.
Why would they have just
waived him? I saw Myers at the game. He was with his clique, the other guys in the suits. They were watching that game, and I just honestly believe that this void, this open roster spot will be filled sometime soon.
Can you be more specific?
A player will be added.
I don't think they're going to add anybody before DeMarcus Cousins.
And I get that.
I mean, but we'll see. We'll see. Although I will say this, if this is true, if the Warriors know Cousins not coming back now till, let's just say, mid-February, that might change it a little bit. But I got to believe, okay, so assuming Greg's correct and some of these other reports are correct, that Cousins won't be coming back till February, I don't think that's news to the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors probably have known that for weeks, that he's not coming back, let's say, on January 1st.
Right.
So maybe they would be more inclined to try to get another big man before Cousins comes back if they know it's going to be another 6, 7, 8 weeks. You know, the other thing, and the 510 brings this up, and it's a good point. You know, they could trade Patrick McCaw. They could basically get him to sign a contract, and then they'll trade him. The question is, and I mean this, who wants Patrick McCaw? I mean, who really wants Patrick McCaw?
I don't see where they would be right now with what we don't know is going on. What we do know is he's not playing the game he loves. I mean, there can't be.
But maybe, you know what? Maybe he doesn't love it anymore.
And that could very well be true.
I mean, we talked about McCaw a lot early in the year, and now we barely mention him. But I'm worried about him just because the fact that he is not playing NBA basketball, to me, is proof or shows that something's wrong, that there's a bigger issue. And why wouldn't he be playing basketball unless it's something serious? Let's go to Danny in Mountain View. What's up, Danny? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Sonny. I'm still trying to figure out why you think that was a used vest. That was brand new, buddy.
But they got these light blue things that were crumpled up in the pocket. Oh, by the way, thank you very much. This is Danny who actually dropped it off.
From Murray Construction.
Yes, from Murray Construction. Yeah, no, I'm looking at, what are they called, those booties?
Like the blue shoe booties.
Oh, they could be for clean room booties.
That's what they are. It's like if you're working on a nice floor and you don't want the boot.
Okay, so they're crumpled up, but are they dirty? Because
yeah, they're dirty.
Yeah, there's like
a lot of.
Yeah, they're dirty.
That was in a brand new bag. Anyway, buddy, you know, thanks for, you know, bringing recognition to the whole safety thing. We did, in the construction, you know, industry, we spent a lot of time making sure guys are safe and they go home to their loved ones, and that is the bottom line, right?
Yes, it is. And I hope you and everybody know I was kind of kidding when I said that, you know, about.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Of course.
Some people think I'm serious when I do that, but I'm not. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Like, this is a legit construction hat. Rather than the kind, you know, that they used to put slushies in, you know what I mean? Or ice cream.
Oh, right,
like
yeah.
You can get
at the ball game.
Yeah, at an
ballpark,
A's game. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like that at all. It's the real thing. So
safety first.
Thank you so much for dropping that off, Danny. I appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.
To everybody. Merry Christmas to all you guys.
Same to you, Danny.
Too.
Thank you,
you
so
too,
much.
Danny. And you got gloves, too.
I got safety glasses, too.
You'll be that for Halloween next year.
You know what?
Exactly.
Seriously.
You know what? If I dressed up for Halloween, that would be a good idea.
Well, just in case you do.
Do you still dress up, Gianna?
I have a 4-year-old and one on the way. Yes, I dress up.
Because Guru's got a problem with adults who do that.
Yeah. Right? Leave it for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going to have to talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm not by myself. Dan Dibley agrees with me.
Well, your kids aren't little anymore.
No, but just in general, even if I didn't have kids, like, come on.
We do like the family costume, you know, like he was Rocket, so I was Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy. We do kind of a group thing.
But there's a next date on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to match him when he's like 10.
Cannot celebrate Halloween. Let the kid have fun.
No partying in the mission? Yeah. Dang, okay.
According to, I think, Rotz, he's saying that they couldn't. I don't know. He said the Warriors couldn't sign and then trade McCaw. Really? Because he's got his bird rights, doesn't he? Anyway, I had seen that's something they were thinking about, but I'll go read the CBA. I'll go read the CBA. And the 408 says, once Cousins is in the lineup, good luck driving in the lane with Draymond and DeMarcus waiting there. That'll be the end of the easy points. I'm not so sure about that. And I'll tell you why next.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Good evening. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson and Gianna Franco. I am here with Guru filling in for Damon Bruce. Damon will be back tomorrow at his usual time, 3 o'clock. And Daryl and I will be back to 10 to 12. Looking forward to seeing Damon after his week in New York. Wonder how cold it was.
It looks chilly.
Of course it looks chilly. It's East Coast.
Nothing better like California weather.
You know, but if you don't travel out of California a lot, I don't know that you get the total appreciation. You know what I mean?
Well, like,
you ever see the Seinfeld where Elaine and Jerry are getting on a plane and the guy at the airline says, actually, we have one first-class ticket. One of you guys can sit in first class. And Seinfeld said to Elaine, well, have you ever sat in first class before? And she said, no, I haven't. And he said, well, then I'll sit up there because you won't know what you're missing.
That is great.
Yeah, so that's kind of...
That is great.
Greg Papa said earlier today...
The Godfather.
That you heard it. DeMarcus Cousins isn't close. He said he's not close. And Greg Papa said... He doesn't think it's happening until February. Cousins coming back. Whose fault is that? Is that our fault for maybe getting our hopes up a little too soon? Or
No doubt. But, I mean, this was a serious injury to a great player. And err on the side of caution. We just could taste it. We see him. You know what it is. We see him on the bench. You know, he looks normal. But, dude, he's coming back from a serious injury.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just relax. I don't know. You think people are disappointed?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the reason is I was starting to think he was coming back, I don't know, early January-ish? I mean, that's the other thing. What was in your mind?
I was thinking Christmas.
Okay.
And the fact that Damian Jones went out and now they need that body and his services and a loss like last night to the Raptors within a month. Now you want him back. So I think it's more than when you thought he was coming back. You just fantasize about this team finally with DeMarcus Cousins and people are ready to see him.
888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors got beat by 20 last night to the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors go 2-0 against the Warriors this year. They beat them when the Warriors were banged up, and they essentially beat the Warriors. Here's my other thing. Can you say the Warriors are healthy right now?
Nope.
Just because of Iguodala?
And Cousins. And we're not talking about Quinn Cook. I love you, Quinn, but we're talking about a game changer, a franchise player, DeMarcus Cousins, man.
415 says, if you see him move during warm-ups at Oracle, or have you seen him move during warm-ups, February seems reasonable. I'm sure you're right.
He looked kind of normal to me when I look at him.
It just felt like they were setting up, and I say they, meaning the Warriors. You know, he's coming along, he's increasing activity, all those kind of buzzwords and phrases. Yeah, I guess I missed the boat on that. I shouldn't speak for everybody else. February.
But you're eager to see this great team get another addition. That's what this really stems from, right? You can taste it. He's around. You want to see Cousins with the Warriors and how it's going to gel. I mean, man, that's the million-dollar question. And we'd want it sooner than later. I get it. But February, I didn't see that coming, Stoney. I was buying into Christmas.
Sid in Palo Alto. How you doing, Sid?
Hey, guys. I'm a first-time caller. Big fans of the show.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Hey, so I have two comments, both about the whole Kevin Durant situation. Is he going to leave or not? Okay. My first point is that I know everybody cares about it, but do we have to talk about it every day, right? Like, we're not going to know for sure until at least May or June. So I want to echo Guru's point in the morning where he was saying, you know, let's just stay in the present. Like, we're not going to know anything until later, so let's just worry about today. Point number two is I think Durant can handle the situation much better. I think what he should do anytime someone asks him about it is just say, I'm not discussing my free agency situation until the end of the season.
Right.
That's it. Why does he have to get mad, right? Like, that's pretty much how LeBron handled it, during his last season in Cleveland. So I think Durant's just getting himself into trouble by getting mad, like, you know, when Bill Simmons or someone else asked about it. I think if he just handled it better, you know, we wouldn't be having a lot of this drama.
I think you're absolutely right. And let me ask you this, though, Sid. Yeah, I mean, I get the sentiment out there where people say, God, are you going to talk about this all year? Well, we kind of talk about it after Durant addresses it. You know what I mean? Like, I do appreciate the, are you guys going to talk about it every day? But KD ought to just chill out a little bit. I think you're right there. But the guy's kind of provocative. You know what I mean? I mean, it's almost like he's leaving tea leaves. It's almost like he's kind of, I don't know, kind of almost doing it on purpose. Just
writing in the
leaving
journal?
It out there. Oh. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm, what do you think, Sid?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, right? He's creating all this stuff for the media to talk about, right? And
right.
The media's job. But I mean, if you look at, like, you know, I wish he was just able to kind of control himself a little bit better. Like, you look at how, you know, Marshawn Lynch did his Super Bowl interviews, right? Like, he doesn't
right.
talk to the media, so he just said the same line every time.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sid. Appreciate it. Or like Kyrie Irving. Yeah, Kyrie Irving said at the beginning. And see, this is
perfect. He did it perfect.
And you know why it's perfect? Because he can still leave.
No doubt.
He can leave. He said, I believe, if I remember correctly, that Kyrie Irving said, I'm planning on re-signing here. And then it was over. But who knows what he's planning on in July? Like, could Durant just put it all to bed with a, listen, right now, you know, I'm planning on re-signing as of right now. Warriors are my first choice. It's over, right?
Yeah.
That was the way to do it.
He can still do whatever he wants.
He can still do whatever he wants.
Exactly. Only he knows.
Let's go to Don. Don's on the freeway. What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
You know what? I watched that game last night, and I'm going to use one of those words. They were motorboating. And
low deal.
Like, other teams might get the recipe. And if the Warriors go cold like that, I haven't really seen them go, all three of them go cold like that.
Right.
Or all four of them go cold. I don't know what Draymond's problem was at the beginning. He looked like he was just frustrated. And that kind of, it started out good, but then once he got, like, frustrated and weird, and it took him out, it was like, bam, they just put it on us last night. I couldn't believe it myself.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Don. I thought Draymond was, I think he was aggravated before anything happened last night. You know, if you take the court in a bad mood,
well,
you're
he's
more
a
likely,
bad guy. He plays with the chip
on
his shoulder.
I'm talking about shoulder. Bad mood.
Oh.
Bad mood.
It's about winning basketball games, right?
Yeah, but if you're PO'd going into a game, I think you're more liable to get technical fouls or lose your temper.
Is that why my man has a fractured thumb? Man,
yes.
He swatted it. Man,
Valanciunas.
Was,
ooh,
my goodness.
We haven't talked about that.
Man.
I thought that was a little.
He was in pain.
I thought that was a little excessive. But
it happens all the time, though. No, guy shot to strip the ball.
Not like
some
that.
Some strunk.
Not like that. Not like that.
That was
I'm pissed off.
The ball could have popped. He swatted so hard. Man.
408 says KD loves the attention and drama. Let's not kid ourselves.
Don't we all love attention?
408 says Draymond used to take some threes, and now he's a deer in the headlights out there.
He took a few yesterday.
One was 7 for 33 from 3-point range.
Career 30%, right?
I think, yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Low 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
Low 30s. Let's go to Lionel. Lionel's in Fremont. What's up, Lionel?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy Tequila Thursday.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. I mean, I'm loving you guys in the afternoon. If you notice, you don't listen around this time. I mean, I do sometimes. I love the Tuesday trifecta, but I'll just put you all on because you guys sound so good in the evening hours. Anyway, enough of that. And what's up, G? What's up, Guru? Last night was basically a tale of you had a team that basically just kind of wanted it more. That's what I seen. I mean, it wasn't like the Warriors kind of like were like, okay, no Kawhi, we got this in the bag. I don't think they thought that. I think they still were kind of buttoned up, you know, ready to do their thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, like in the words of Mike Tyson, they got punched in the mouth, you know, and it was hard to kind of bounce back from it. Got them out of sync. Shots were falling down. It was just weird. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Childs Gambino concert took effect from them going before. I know some of them hit that up. Maybe their age has taken effect. Who knows? But Toronto, I mean, they have the same kind of situation. You know what last night reminded me of kind of, not just the Rockets, but 2 years ago, KD's first game when San Antonio
Spurs
came in and just kind of mopped them up.
Yep.
I mean, basically, that's what it reminded me of, but they can overcome this, but Toronto does look a little scary. But who knows? They might even come out of the East. Love the show, guys. Go Dubs. Let's go, Oakland.
Thank you, Lionel. Appreciate the call. The one thing that I'm starting to realize, and maybe other people have realized this way sooner, but if you look, and I kind of didn't think you could beat the Warriors like this, but clearly you can if you can defend the 3-point line.
No, and go ahead.
If you look at the Warriors' run last 4 years, I think it's safe to say the toughest series they've had have been against Memphis,
OKC,
and now Toronto got them.
And Toronto mirrors OKC to me.
So maybe they are susceptible to a big team that can pound them inside. I'm not convinced you can beat the Warriors 4 times, though. See, that's the other thing. You got to do it 4 times.
Well, usually they had them last year up 14 at halftime.
They did, but you got to put them away. And that's the thing. I'm not sure. You know, last night's game, I get it. Warriors got blown out. You still got to beat them 4 games. And that's where I think it gets really, really difficult when you start thinking about it last night. 510 says, when the players were announced at the beginning of the game and they announced Draymond, he didn't come out like all the other players. What did I miss? I missed that.
Wow.
Sometimes they come out. You know what? If you'll notice, I mean, you know, they're like at guard number 30. Well, he's like.
And what's that song they play? I love it.
I have no idea.
Yeah. You know, the dun dun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just.
Dun dun what?
And then they do their dances. It's like, I wish I could have it, you know, while I'm at the gym running the elliptical.
Well, do you know? I don't know what the song is.
But yeah, I forget the name, but it's catchy.
Do you, I'll bet there's people out there that don't like that dancing. Old school people probably don't like it.
Wow.
They ask me if I like it.
Do you like it?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm saying that just so people don't think that I don't like
it. Yeah, because we know you don't.
I mean, if I had that kind of...
This energy, Steiny, you're getting ready to go out there.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I know.
Should they be reading the Bible? Let's go play. Close your Bible. Let's go play.
Interestingly, before every game, they have a chapel service in which the players can go and have a short, I think it's a 10-15 minute chapel service. But you're right. Steph Curry's not going to get introduced with the good book in his left hand. Right, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Somebody's saying it's a Darth Vader song. I don't. Maybe. Is it?
Curry needs to get it. I like it. Dun, dun. Then they did a little.
No,
I picture
I
myself
about,
in the
dun,
sweats
dun, dun,
out there.
I'm sure
you're getting
ready.
Yeah, that's sure somebody. Look at Gianna got
it. That's actually Elena.
The 415 says the song is called Da Cali Anthem by Rusko.
Oh, wow.
Is that it?
Yeah. You know what? It might not even be close. Nobody knows if
dun,
that's
dun,
right.
Dun.
But
that's it, G.
I'm going to say the... okay. That's fine. By the way, we talked to David West at 415. And he was terrific. And we're going to replay the interview with David West at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we're going to replay the David West interview. I'm going to take Fred's call. I'm going to take Fred right now because he's reminded me of something. He wants to talk about David West's interview. Hey, Fred, how you doing, man?
Okay, how's it going, fellas?
Going well.
Good, good. Listen, yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the David West interview. I think that was great that you guys got him on board for an interview and kind of, I think his information, what he talked about was key. I mean, he's been in the locker room. He's an NBA veteran. He's been with the Warriors for a couple of years or so. And I think what he said was key. All the speculation and people thinking this and that on the outside, is, you know, what he said, I think is key in terms of what's going on with the Warriors, you know, with Toronto game last night. I mean, they get everybody's best shot.
They do.
And I think what he said was key is that some of the players, the key players, want to kind of make a name for themselves. And if you watch the next team that they play after that, the Warriors, is usually kind of downplayed. They're not, you know, up to par to how they played against the Warriors. And the Warriors, I think they don't worry about that. I think they just said, okay, you know, you took your best shot at me. We'll deal with you in the playoffs if they even see him there. But I think the insight to, you know, Kevin Durant staying and just the other things that have been going on with the players, I think I think you guys got him. It was great that you guys got him on because I think he hit on everything that we were speculating on.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fred. Appreciate the call and the kind words. He was great. And you know what? I almost did we bury the lead kind of with David West? I mean, he said he thinks Durant's coming back. I mean,
and said he liked what Mark Spears reported, the area. That would be the
so
yay
that's,
area.
That's,
I think he's staying, Steiny. I'd go to the counter and bet right now that he's staying.
Who else thinks he's staying? Elena, you think? Elena? Yeah. Would we cut that up? All right, yeah, let's listen to David West real quick.
I would say Kevin Durant is back with the Warriors next season. I think KD's comfortable here. Obviously, I think things may change depending on how the year ends up, but I think he likes the area. I think going to San Francisco fits. You know, it's a nice city. You know, this area fits him. You know, he's comfortable here. It's just my opinion. I don't think he's going anywhere.
There it
There's
is.
There's the song.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, do we have a malfunction?
Yeah.
That is it.
Out of Reading, Pennsylvania.
Do we know what it's called?
I think basically the text line had it right.
A dream come true.
Let me know when I can talk. Can I? Okay.
Is this the California Love Ruscom remix? Is that what it is? Okay. Thank you, text line 510.
Yeah, 510. So yeah, there you go. 408 says, I thought Steinmetz was going to talk about... Oh, that's right. That's right, about
like
Cousins and
Draymond.
I forgot about that. The 408 said, you know, when Draymond is playing and when Cousins comes back, the lane is going to be harder to penetrate. And even when you get in there, they're going to be rim protectors,
et cetera. Something fierce.
But... that's the one thing about Cousins that I want to see is in this day and age of the NBA, the name of the game is to get your guards defended by big men. And we saw Houston do that all last year. So all I'm saying is I think Cousins is going to have to at least try to defend on the perimeter a little bit because that's the Warriors lead, you know, they let Kevon Looney out on an island. They let JaVale McGee out on an island when they got matched up with guards. I just want to see if they have to help Cousins or if they're going to allow him to kind of try to do it himself because that's where I think if he lost a step,
we're
it would be trouble.
Yeah, there's no way to hide it. And also, too, we had a caller earlier. It's unfair to ask the question, do they miss McGee when what they did and who they got in regard to Cousins has not played 1 minute, right? So you can't even ask that.
Well, but the Cousins signing was a risk. Will you admit that
a big one? But now you need them. So it's almost like riskier because now you need what you know, you're kind of going out on a limb.
No.
Now you need that. You need it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you're right.
And McGee's playing good basketball, man.
He's playing more minutes than he's played in a long time.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Warriors turned around his career. I mean, he turned it around himself, but the Warriors gave him a nice landing point, and he's taken it from there. You know what? He grew on me. JaVale McGee definitely grew on me in two. He was there 2 years, right?
Yeah.
He grew on me.
I liked him.
I thought it was kind of a... yeah, gimmick. Not a gimmick, but for a while I was like, he's not really helping. He's not really helping. And then you know what?
He's got some gifts.
Oh. He's
freakish athletic.
And he's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
He's absolutely.
And LeBron's
ridiculous.
Making him better. I just feel like him just looking at LeBron on his same team is making him go to the well and be the best he can be.
Warriors play Sacramento tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, in Sac.
How about this? I was thinking about this the other day. Well, first of all, I think the Kings are 15-12 right yeah. now.
They qualify for the offs right now.
The Warriors.
They are 8.
And the Kings have never played in the postseason.
That's sad.
And I'm pretty sure they've never even made the playoffs in the same year.
No, I believe there was one time.
Well, you're going to have to come up with that year.
I was listening to Pop and Bonte, Papa.
You know, Pop will say things wrong, and he'll never just correct it. Yeah. Like
you
me.
You want to recant that?
No, I'm not going to recant that.
Because
we all do
we've been
it.
Having some battles on this on the station where...
I don't do that.
Hey, play this. What's it called? Said this about you.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah. Wow. Want to take it back?
No.
Might get us in some hot water, man.
No, I'm not taking anything back.
Papa's the godfather
because,
now.
I'll tell you why I'm not, because I said something about trading McCaw, and I said something about bird rights, and I may have been wrong on that. I'm not revisiting it. You just drop it then. You just drop it and hope everybody forgets.
Yeah. Like Desmond.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, can somebody find out for sure if the Kings and Warriors have ever played, have ever made the playoffs in the same year and what year?
I heard it on Afternoon Delight.
By the way, what is the name of that show? What are they calling it this week?
Wow. I mean, seriously. You go on Tupac on us.
Wow.
What does that mean?
You're just calling everybody out.
Is that what he did?
To every rapper, everybody. So it got him in trouble. Yeah.
See, I was right.
We're a team here, man. Family.
I was right. The Sacramento Kings and the Warriors have never made the playoffs the same year. The Kansas City Kings.
Well, that...
I said Sacramento. They came in 84-85, I believe. I didn't say Kings and Warriors. Okay. I said Sacramento Kings.
Because 74-75.
Oh, listen, okay, yeah, because the guy texted it.
I love it, guy. Use your resources.
No, I said Sacramento Kings.
I'm looking forward to that ball game.
Why do I get so defensive? Like, you know.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, what's wrong with being wrong once in a while?
It happens. You're only human.
Yeah.
Happened to Stephen A. Smith.
Who?
That was bad. Stephen.
I don't like to pile on. I don't like to pile on.
But you just wanted Papa.
That's not piling on. I said it hadn't happened, and I didn't think it happened. It was one of those things I just remembered from a while. They never made the playoffs in the same year. Kansas City, Omaha Kings. You ever been to Omaha?
No. Omaha, no.
You know, Omaha is...
I've been to Oregon.
They're not even close.
I just was letting you know. I went elk hunting in Oregon.
Well, that's a problem.
Because
I'm not a big hunter guy. I'm just not.
You a Bambi fan?
No, not necessarily. Huh. Most I've ever shot was a BB gun at Camp Conrad Weiser back when I was in about fifth grade.
Did you shoot something though? Like, or did you shoot just a target?
Oh, a piece of paper with a bullseye on
it. Well, you know, when you meet somebody, you know how it...
Someone takes it down.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Like when you eat food, you know that you need that to happen, to the sacrifice to get the food to nourish your body.
Oh, you're talking about killing and maiming.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Right. Don't put it all at my doorstep.
Just tell me you wouldn't kill an elephant or a giraffe.
Yeah, no.
Please.
Oh, please. I would never.
Right.
I wouldn't even hunt those.
Thank you.
All right.
When we come
back,
can we take a break now? Is this the time? All right. This is break time. We come back. David West, great interview, and we'll prove it by playing it next.